أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ربنا إنك جامع الناس ليوم لا ريب فيه إن الله لا يخلف الميعاد. In this discussion here, which is a very very important discussion, and that is that Allah has revealed in the Quran Sharif ayat, which are known as ayat muhkamat, Ummul Kitab, the basics of deen, and that is understood by everyone, Muslims and even non-Muslims, not only the Muslim public, forget the ulama, everyone know what Islam stands for Tawheed, for the oneness of Allah Ta'ala. And how sad it is that today ulama bodies are trying to prove that Islam does not stand for Tawheed, and that the interfaith is an acceptable thing in Islam, which is the total antithesis, the opposite of Islam. And that is being taught to our children in our madrasas, the maktabs. And those textbooks are being taught to the children. So that is totally against Islam. That is being taught and in the name of deen. Then there are the other ayats which are mutashabihat, which have got double meanings, or the meanings are not clear to everyone. And those ayat must be interpreted according to the muhkamat, to the Ummul Kitab. Not for that reason, it is absolutely necessary that a person must have ilm sahih, the correct knowledge, which is of Quran and Hadith. And then fahm sahih, the correct understanding also. And then ta'wil sahih, the correct interpretations also. And if a person, as Allah Ta'ala mentions here, those people, وَالَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ زَيْغٌ, those people who have got zayr, crookedness in their heart, that is the love of kufr, their lifestyle, the way their education system, everything, their lifestyle. They love, for example, anything of guna, like music, for example. The kuffar sports, they love and they die for that. Even if it can be senior ulama who love the sports and love that lifestyle. They are Muslims by name, but hidden inside is the love of kuffar and the love of dunya. And that is referred to in many, many ayats of the Quran Sharif. وَالَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ marad, those people who have got a sickness in their heart. And before even acquiring knowledge, it is important to take out the sickness. Otherwise, all that knowledge of Quran and Hadith also will be interpreted and looked at with the love of kufr in the heart. And it will be, those meanings will be taken out. So much so that now with the Qatar World Cup, alim, which we will normally call a very good alim, pious alim, he proved it right, the Qatar World Cup, which is totally against Islam. Anyone knows, even the kuffar know that. But he proved it right with the ayat of the Quran, that it is Yawmuz Zina, the day of glorification, the day of beauty. That the meaning of it is completely different in the Quran Sharif. But he took out the meaning that that day is proven by the Quran to have that World Cup, that it is correct to have it. So how wrong can a person go? So Allah Ta'ala says that in this ayat, a person must be very careful, and even those people who are rasikhuna fil ilm, who have got the deep knowledge of deen, they are the ones who say that whether we understand or we don't understand, يَقُولُونَ آمَنَّا بِهِ, we accept it as Allah has said. Though it doesn't come in our mind, but we don't let the horses of our brains run wild, and we take out our own meanings, but we submit to Allah that it is from you, and we accept it whether we understand it or we don't understand it. Islam is not dependent on what we understand. If it makes sense to us, we accept it. Those were the Mu'tazilas and the other people who were the slaves of their own brains. They only accepted that parts of Islam which made sense to them. And what did not make sense to them, they rejected it. Now, when so many ayat were revealed and the Sahaba found it hard to practice, it was very difficult. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, don't be like the Bani Israel. They said, Sami'na wa Asayna. We heard and we disobeyed. You say, Sami'na wa Atana. We heard and we accepted. Then consequently, Allah made it easy for them also. Allah gave them the tawfiq also. So that is the condition of a true believer, that he accepts wholeheartedly what is from Allah and what is from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the higher level of iman is that a person doesn't even look for the wisdom behind the command. What are the benefits of namaz? What are the benefits of giving zakat? What are the harms of interest? No, it's Allah's hukam, finish. We accept it. Allah said interest is haram, whether it makes sense to us or not, whether we understand it or not. A true believer, it's by Allah's command, I accept it. That is what amanna bi kullu min indi rabbina, that we accept it wholeheartedly. So yeah, Allah Ta'ala says, how beautifully Allah has illustrated this, that all this to have ilm-e-sahih, correct knowledge, fahm-e-sahih, the correct understanding of that. And just to understand that point, what is correct understanding of the commands of Allah Ta'ala. Like a father who is lying on his bed after Isha, at night he's going to be sleeping, and he calls out to his son, Muhammad, bring me water. So naturally, what will Muhammad bring water in? He'll understand he wants to drink water, he wants to have his medication. He'll take it in a glass for him. Now Saturday afternoon, Sunday morning, the same father is standing by his car with his sleeves rolled up, and he says the same words, Muhammad, bring me water. When the son will see, he'll understand he wants to wash the car. Now the same words, but now he'll go with a bucket of water. But the person who did not have the proper understanding, who wasn't present, he might go to his father when he's lying on the bed with a bucket of water to drink. And when he wants to wash the car, he might go with a glass of water. So to have the proper understanding is very important. And then ta'wil sahih, to different, where there are different meanings. Meanings are ambiguous, they are not clear, to take out the correct meaning. And that can only come with a heart that is filled with the love of Islam indeed. And heart that is filled with the love of dunya, kufr and shirk, lifestyle, education of the West, that heart can never take out the correct meanings of the Quran Sharif. It will take out all the opposite meanings which will suit his nafs, which will suit the kuffar, which will suit the lifestyle of the people of dunya. So yeah, Allah Ta'ala says that Rabbana innaka jami'un nasi li yawmi la rayba fi. Eh Rabb, tu jama karne wala hai logo ko ek din jisme kuch shubha nahi. Oh Allah, you are the one that is going together all the people. From Adam alayhi salatu wasalam's time till the day of Qiyamah, we can imagine what the task that is, and that day in which there is no doubt in the day of Qiyamah. So when you can do that, what is it difficult for me that you gather for me in my heart the correct understanding of deen and all the wisdom which is also there and all the intricacies of deen? When you can gather all the people, for you to gather all that in one person's heart is not difficult. This is also a way to ask Allah Ta'ala. When your qudrat is so big, oh Allah, bless us with the proper knowledge of deen, the proper understanding of deen and the proper practice of deen, and then that it must be accepted also by you. Inna Allah la yukhliful mi'ad, beshak Allah khilaf nahi karta apna wada. Undoubtedly Allah doesn't go against his promise. neither in this dunya and never ever in the akhirah. What Allah has promised, 100% Allah is going to grant that. So we, so further hand, those people who are rasikheen fil ilm, who have drunk deep in the knowledge of deen and who accept wholeheartedly, they are the ones who have got so much knowledge, but they accept wholeheartedly what Allah has said, even if they understand or don't understand. And so this is also a sign of their, of, that they have got, that they are, have drunk deep in the knowledge of deen, that they accept, and yet they fear that our hearts must not go crooked. Today we see openly with our eyes people who have got so much knowledge, people who want righteousness, guiding the ummah to righteousness, and how they also are going astray. And they also fall in prey to the dunya's things. So when that is the case, we have to be worried about ourselves. We don't know when our hearts can turn around. And the sad part of it is, when a person goes wrong, Allah puts a parda on his heart. And then he does the wrong and is convinced I'm doing the right. Allah says clearly in the Quran Sharif, قُلْ هَلْ نُنَبِّيُكُمْ بِالْأَخْسَرِينَ أَعْمَالًا. Must I not tell you, inform you of those people whose actions are the most wrong and who are gone the most astray? قُلْ هَلْ نُنَبِّيُكُمْ بِالْأَخْسَرِينَ أَعْمَالًا الَّذِينَ ضَلَّ سَعْيُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَيَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسِنُونَ صُنْعًا. They are doing all the wrong things and they are convinced we are doing very right. Just like the munafiqeen, they do all the wrong and then they say we are doing the right. So there are many people like that in the ummah who are doing all the wrong things and trying to impress on the people we are doing the right things. Whereas they are doing all the wrong. The right is the one way of the Sahaba. Ahle Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Ma ana alihi wa ashabi. What the Sahaba did, that was the right way to do things. And at the other new modern ways which are being done, that is all wrong. And the modern ways, all are proving it. This is now what we have to do. We can't follow the old Islam. That is traditional Islam. That is conservative Islam. That is the old age and the camel age. We have to follow modern Islam. So that Allah rejects totally. How, if we can't manage fully to practice the old conservative Islam, we make tawbah istighfar. But we don't change it for the new modern Islam, which is not Islam. Only by name, la yabqa min al-Islam illa ismu. A time will come when nothing will remain of Islam, only the name, but inside there is no Islam. Just outside is the name of Islam. Today all these big slogans that have been thrown around, and all big seminars and all these conventions and all that, all in the name of Islam, but no Islam in there. It is all modernism. In fact, promoting music, promoting men and women sitting together, big alim sitting with women, shaking hands with them, right on TV, on YouTube, and in that way the public getting the impression that when big ulama can do this, so it must be right. It's not any big guna to meet with women, to shake hands with them, etc. And this is today so common, and almost everyone is getting involved in it. Allah guide us to righteousness, and we have to make lot of dua to Allah. And we can pass our life, Allah has promised, He'll give us our rosy, He'll give us good health, our finances will be in order, but when we go in the qabr, what will be our condition? There these things are not going to count at all. There, if our company are snakes and fire, what are we going to do there? And there nobody's title is going to count. Nobody's outward appearance is going to count. What is in his heart is going to count. So we have to be very worried of that and correct that. Many of us, we try and make fitna also in the ummah by trying to promote certain ideas, certain people, all the wrong things in the qabr. That's going to be very dangerous for us. May Allah guide us to righteousness.